And unless we are able to free ourselves from our artificial captivity, our only temporary joy will be fetishism. And what we struggle so much to grow artificially, so easily grow in a natural surrounding. And at the end of our natural journey, we'll be surprised to realize that our mission has been perfectly accomplished. And now, can we put real love into something we cannot even grow following our own initiatives? And as we focus our ambition, we detach ourselves from anything else but what is needed to fulfill it. And by keeping up our determination, we can still find ways to free ourselves from what we believe to be our captivity. And process itself is what we may find last to be the most legitimate artifact to be worth preserving. And we shall keep ourselves very skeptical about delivering to a predefined template, even when it can be personified. And at last is always a question of predominance that allows someone to prevail over the others. And we may at any time give up our natural responsibility to the apathy of the artificial systems. And we shall not worry about claiming any material possession as our spiritual development can be applied anytime and everywhere. And any form of material appropriation will be always a drag to our spiritual freedom. And are we to keep on doing what is anyway going to be undued, even when it's no longer necessary for our survival? And while the streets for pleasure gets smoother, the streets for spiritual elevation gets more congested by the rubbish of the former. And we may at last decide to dedicate ourselves to something, but the technical mediation of the surrounding will always prevail. And we may always find a meaning to carry on, even in those situations we might feel completely useless. And we can train to transmit the spiritual value of an experience rather than its material surrogate. And how can we expect to implant anything noble within a vulgar context without any corruption? And the ways we open to reach something are also the ways through which that end will be exploited. And while our existence is sleeping in the familiar, is most awake in the unfamiliar. And the closer we are to something, the more distant we wish at last to be from it. And while out in the world we may become best of friends, confined in our properties, we are to become the worst of enemies. And we are never to fear in our faith, as Providence will always provide us with the nourishment we need. And not only of our misfortunes, but also of our fortunes, we might try to seek an existential purpose. and the way back will always highlight us sides we failed to notice when we first came. And the more we prevent our machineries to affect our exteriority, the more they will affect our very intimacy. And we shall not only bother to transit through something, but particularly to nourish from it. And for every sweet temptation, we shall be aware of its collaborating counterpart. And the poetry of a natural effort is soon suffocated by the arrogant appropriation of the artificial establishment. And one ought to dare in order to demonstrate what is really possible. And one is to verify the efficiency of its existential practices by carrying it out in all natural and artificial circumstances. And we might be very enthusiastic in our initial idealism, but might end up very exhausted and disconcerted. And once the bridges are broken, we shall proceed and never to return. The easier is the access to a destination, and the easier is the way back from it. And we can only narrow down to the essence of our existence when we are to rely completely on our very self. And in the midst of our social complications, one may easily forget maintaining a meaning to his own existence. And the more constraints we have, the more we have to nourish from any element we filter. And it is the human speed to allow a richer understanding of an environment we would otherwise give for granted. And even when we set free, we will anyway have to deal with the burden of our total independence. And in a civilization completely controlled by regulations, one is to give up everything in order to be really free. And our existential configuration might have to accommodate all the different circumstances of our temporary reality. And it is our conservative adherence to tradition that creates much subdivision in what could be otherwise renewed. And at the end of the day, one is always to sleep better under his own precarious roof rather than the solid one of a stranger. And even in our natural attempts, we shall always try never to exceed the unnatural. And as we rush to secure a social position for ourselves, we do not realize how quickly we come to betray our freedom. And once the natural insecurity comes less with the security provided by society, we no longer need each other. And it is only when we turn away from the main road that we are to discover all the excitement that there is to discover. And we shall consolidate a base before we undertake any expedition, even the most spiritual one. And we are set to march only when we have a clear aspiration and our goal gets more and more concrete. And even the most solid construction never occurs without any crisis. And we may at times have to break through our captivity and return to it completely refreshed and willing to endure it, and to only have one alternative at times can be the most fruitful alternative. And in our providential horizon, any mirage can be plenty of food to get us going. And one shall not have any preconditions, but let the circumstances to naturally evolve. And our ultimate belonging is our soul, and that is what we shall take most care of. And while we may be close-ended with the rules of our game, we shall be open-ended in trying to succeed with it. And it's only when the possibility of expressing ourselves outward are brought to zero that we can find ways to express ourselves inward. And only the social disappointments make us to want disappearing and take care of our most intimate self. And only if our natural domain is small enough, we can maintain a certain intimacy which would be otherwise dissolved. And the fights would be too many to bring forward a communal justice, which would be anyway soon walk over.